Okay, here's another one-way wacky thought. It's called the rule maker. The rule maker makes rules and commands about all kinds of things that are not meant to be rules. The rule maker creates worry by using words like should, must, ought, always, and never.
Now, some rules are good, like you shouldn't steal, you shouldn't cheat or lie, you should treat others the way you want to be treated. These are great rules to follow.
Also, there's some gigantic universe rules, like gravity. You should not jump off a high roof. That's a good rule. Don't touch a hot stove. Don't suck a spaghetti noodle up your nose if there's an elephant sucking on the other end. You know, stuff like that.
Don't try a Kung Fu Thunder headbutt on your sister's American Girl doll.
Don't use your mom's lipstick when you're dressing up the dog, even though she was so cute.
Yeah, those too. But the rule maker doesn't stop there. It keeps making rules up where rules are not needed or not true.
Over the years, we've collected a list of these statements. Listen in and see if you can find the rule maker.
My schoolwork must be absolutely perfect.
I should keep my friends happy at all times so they won't reject me.
I can't speak up in class. I will look stupid. I always need to have my hair perfect before going outside.
I must check the locks 3 times before going to bed.
I've got to win, or my coach will think I'm a bad player.
I should never sleep over at someone's house because I'll freak out.
I have to be Ashley's best friend.
Did you hear the rules?
I feel like this is all about me. Have you been talking to my mom? Was there a camera in my house?
See, when a kid thinks like this, they will easily feel scared and nervous about doing it wrong, disappointing someone, or feeling like something bad will happen.